Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am so pleased to be your host. Thank you for honoring me with the privilege of being your host, your loyal host, and producer of the program, bringing to you music that I hope is encouraging, inspiring, uplifting, informative. I've mentioned before that I do play a pretty fairly wide variety of music. You know, I don't try to play every genre. In all honesty, I'm not interested in every genre, and I'm not going to be trying to be pretending to have an interest in every genre. I'm just like you and everyone else. I don't like every genre of music. Not every genre appeals to me, but quite a few do. And so that's why you hear us play symphonic music from time to time, even hosting people who are conducting orchestras. You hear basically old school when it comes to R&B, old school R&B. You hear some rock, you hear gospel, you hear contemporary Christian, you will hear jazz, you will hear gospel jazz. A fairly wide variety of music. Sometimes, even though it may not be that noticeable, easy listening music. Yes, we mix quite a bit of it in there. And the common theme is, I really want the songs to be clean. I want them to be songs that are truly good for us. Not just good to us as far as the listening, the listenability of it, but also songs that won't tend to, you know, glorify lust and fornication, glorify drugs, glorify any number of kinds of misconduct. I really try to avoid that. And truth be told, it can be kind of tricky. Because you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, there have been people who have talked about negative impacts that they have experienced listening to gospel, listening to contemporary Christian, as well as any number of secular genres. And so that's why I say I really try, because I'm human and I know that I can miss something here and there. There may be a song to which I don't know all the words. There may be something playing that may have some sounds that are not particularly savory, and I just miss it for whatever reason. But I definitely put forth a good faith effort to bring only songs that are clean, that will help build us up and not tear us down, even subtly. And certainly with the discussions that we have, we try to make these conversations that are helpful, even when they're entertaining, even when they're fun, trying to keep it clean, trying to keep them productive. So, and who says we cannot have fun while developing? Yeah, we can do both at the same time. You know, a lot of people aren't that crazy about the different types of mathematics, but you have a lot of people who love mathematics. Some people would say, what, geography? But there are people who love geography. I mean, and so we just try to bring a variety of topics that have to do with how we live, and we endeavor to make these conversations that you can grab hold of so that you can apply them to your lives, so that we can apply them to our lives, whether I'm speaking solo or whether we have any number of great guests who are joining us. All right, so it's Power Friday. I'm going to have a powerful song for you today, too, by the way. And when we begin to listen to this song, I'm going to want you to identify the artist. Okay, the song's coming up later, but I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm going to want you to identify the artist, so have your thinking caps on. All right, Power Friday, I want us to continue our look into happiness, how we can deliberately be happy in 2018 and beyond, how we can take steps, specific steps, to be happy. And I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, the crazier the world gets, I think the more we need to put forth effort to experience happiness anyway. All right, so that said, taking a look some more at what we've been picking up on as we looked at some of the tips that Medical News Today shares with us about how we can be happy on purpose. Now, I will say this too. One more thing I want to mention about it. Let's not be lazy. Let's not allow ourselves to get tired. I know that it can really be tiring after a while to be working to be happy, 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 and you have all these forces working against happiness. Well, they're not working to make everyone unhappy. They're working to wait to make a few very, very, very happy while trying to make it extremely difficult for the rest to be very happy or happy at all. Don't be worn down. Let's keep working. Let's keep striving. All right. So part of it is gathering information. How to. All right. So one of the things we talked about when we mentioned this before was making sure that we're getting enough sleep. Again, proper sleep helps with memory consolidation, helps keep the brain well rested so that when we're up the next day, we can react appropriately to that day's events. And the brain does begin to slow down after a while, literally slow down, as we keep wearing it out by getting too little sleep over and over and over and over. So, proper rest, our proper sleep. We need to make sure we're on top of that. We can try meditation. Meditation. And of course, it might help to get into a very quiet place. And a lot of you know that very often when we talk about meditating and doing some of the relaxation exercises, that the place not only be quiet, but you feel safe where you are. You don't feel like, you know, you're going to have sudden noises just startling out of your place of rest or being harmed by anything or anyone. Place where you feel confident that everything's going to be okay. You have freedom to just be at peace, to just rest. All right. So meditation. We talked about the significance of exercising. Isn't it amazing that as we exercise, we put our bodies in position to rest better? Yeah, because we're not resting while we're exercising, but the rest that does come hours after the exercise has taken place. They've shown that the quality of the rest is better. Generally speaking, we can fall asleep faster and remain asleep better. And the quality of the sleep while we're asleep is better as a result of an exercise routine. Having and maintaining an exercise routine. So, exercise, meditation, proper sleep. Don't settle for just getting your proper sleep one day out of each week, or even worse, one day out of every 2 weeks, or even worse than that, one day out of the month. And you know what? We can get so busy doing so many things that we can go for years without getting our proper rest. Let's examine, you know, before, you know, as we get ready to review, finish our review of what we've already discussed. Let's interject this. Let's examine our plates. See what's on our plates as far as the types of activities we engage in. School, our religious activities or duties, family responsibilities, our work, maybe 2, 3, 4 civic organizations that we're members of. Maybe we're also taking music lessons. Look at everything that is on our plate. And if we have been having a difficult time getting our proper rest regularly, routinely, one of the things that we can do is make an honest assessment of all that's on our plate and see if there's something that can be taken off the plate without causing problems. If we can take something off the plate without causing problems, we probably need to take that off the plate rather than continue to overwhelm ourselves with things to do. So that hopefully as we take off the plate what can be taken off the plate, we can find ourselves with a little extra time that we don't use to put something else on the plate to get involved in some other activity, but rather to finish all the remaining activities at such a time as we're able to get to bed on time most nights. For those of you who work the night shift and you go to bed daytime, okay, daytime too. But you're getting your proper rest. And I know we've talked about this before, you know, and no one's beating you up, but we know, you know, studies show that being awake all night is not ideal for the body, but someone's going to be working night shift. We understand that. And so not talking about being hard on yourselves. Just look at what we can do to adjust what's on the plate and do what we can. Again, once we've taken things off the plate and come up with some extra time, don't use that time to put some other activity on your plate. Use that time to find yourself knocking off earlier each day so that you can get to bed on time. Now, what else can we do? Remember, okay, who's been with us when we talked about this before? What else can we do to help ourselves experience a greater level of happiness? Maybe more intense happiness, maybe more frequent events of happiness, maybe more consistent happiness, period. What else can we do? What else did we talk about? There you go. Think about what we're eating and drinking. Yep, what we're drinking too, because as I've shared with you before, some of the things that we drink can be problematic. And I'm not saying don't do this, don't do that, but just be aware of the fact that, as an example, a lot of the dyes that are in Kool-Aid, and Kool-Aid can be showing up good. Oh man, now that I mention it, when is the last time I had some Kool-Aid? I think I'm about due. But be aware of this. Kool-Aid has some dyes that can be harmful. And especially for someone who may be somewhat inclined to experience things like ADHD. And so I want to remind you, this is something I mentioned probably a couple of years or so ago. If you have a child with ADD or ADHD, if your child consumes quite a bit of beverages or quite a bit of food that has a lot of the artificial dyes, you may want to consider reducing significantly the amount of foods and drinks that have the dyes in them. Something else that our bodies aren't really made for, sodas. That's some strong stuff. That acid, that carbonation in there is something that our bodies, our stomachs in particular, our digestive system really isn't designed for. You may want to, you know, just think about that. Beverages that have a lot of caffeine in them. Not saying don't drink them, but remember, moderation. All right, so what we drink, what we eat can have an impact on our happiness quotient. Remember what we talked about with regards to that Mediterranean style diet, consisting mainly of fruit, vegetables, fish, and whole grains. They said that there's a possibility that that type of diet or nutritional program can prevent depression. Yes. All right. So what else? What else did we talk about? Something else that we mentioned that you might want to consider doing in order to, well, experience greater happiness. What was it? Okay. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to give you a clue. And I want you to be thinking about it over the break. One clue, only one. Something else we can do to experience happiness. It has to do with, and here's your clue, it has to do with outdoors.